listening to Enduring Words for Troubled Times, a daily devotional brought to you by Pastor David Guzik for Enduring Word.
Today, I want to talk to you about the phenomenon of somebody being under the fire of God's judgment, yet not taking it to heart. I want to speak to you from Isaiah chapter 42, beginning at verse 21. And it's a little bit longer. I'm going to read to you this section. It's verses 21 through 25. Let me read it to you now. Isaiah chapter 42. The Lord is well pleased for his righteousness' sake. He will exalt the law and make it honorable. But this is a people robbed and plundered. All of them are snared in holes, and they are hidden in prison houses. They are for prey, and no one delivers, for plunder, and no one says, restore. Who among you will give ear to this? Who will listen and hear for the time to come? Who gave Jacob for plunder and Israel to the robbers? Was it not the Lord, he against whom we have sinned? For they would not walk in his ways, nor were they obedient to his law. Therefore, he has poured out on him the fury of his anger and the strength of battle. He has set him on fire all around, yet he did not know, and it burned him, yet he did not take it to heart. Isaiah looked forward to the time when God would demonstrate his strength on the earth. He tells us that the Lord God is pleased to bring judgment on the earth and to magnify and honor his law. Now, honoring the law of God is good, though under the new covenant, we do not come to God on the basis of law. You see, the law displays God's holy standard. It exposes sin, and it shows us the need for salvation in Jesus. Yet notice what Isaiah said in these verses I read. But this is a people robbed and plundered. God looked upon his people and saw the pain and devastation that the world, the flesh, and the devil had brought upon them. And then the Lord said, was it not the Lord, he against whom we have sinned? God allowed the low, defeated place of Israel as discipline for their sin, for their chosen blindness and deafness, though it was meant to draw them back to the Lord, not push them away from him. And this is the reason why we read, for they would not walk in his ways, nor were they obedient to his law. The Lord only used these harsh measures of judgment after he had exhausted the far gentler measures. Yet, what was Israel's response? It says, he did not know, he did not take it to heart. Friends, it's sad when we won't listen to or respond to God's correction in our life. Matter of fact, it says here in verse 25, it has set him on fire all around. God's corrective judgment came against Israel like a fire all around them. Remember what Peter said in 1 Peter chapter 4. Beloved, do not think it strange concerning the fiery trial, which is to try you, as though some strange thing happened to you. For time has come for judgment to begin at the house of God. And if it begins with us first, what will be the end of those who do not obey the gospel of God? Again, that's 1 Peter chapter 4, verses 12 through 17. Friends, let me bring it to our lives today. God's purpose in the fiery trial we may find ourselves in is to soften our hearts and to bring us to repentance. As Peter wrote in verse 19 of 1 Peter chapter 4, therefore, let those who suffer according to the will of God commit their souls to him in doing good as to a faithful creator. Here's my question. Is the fire of God's correction burning away the sin and impurity in your life? Or is that fire just making you more black with soot from the burning and harder in your heart against God? Friend, whatever trial you may find yourself in today, Let it drive you to God and never away from Him.
Thanks for listening. For more information about Pastor David Guzik and his ministry, please visit enduringword.com.